Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over, and came into his own city. And they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to this man sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. And certain of the scribes said inside themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up and walk? But so that you will know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the man sick of the palsy, Get up, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he got up and went to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they were amazed and glorified God, who had given such power to men. And Jesus departed from there, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting and collecting taxes. And he said to him, Follow me. And he got up and followed him. And as Jesus sat to eat in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said to them, Those who are well don't need a doctor, but those who are sick. But go and learn what it means, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, because I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast? And Jesus said to them, Can the wedding guests mourn while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they'll fast. No man sews a piece of new cloth on an old garment, because what is put in to fill it up takes from the garment, and the tear gets worse. Nor do men put new wine into old bottles, otherwise the bottles break and the wine runs out, and the bottles are destroyed. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. While he spoke these things to them, a certain ruler came and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is now dead, but come and lay your hand on her, and she'll live. And Jesus got up and followed him, and so did his disciples. And a woman who was diseased with bleeding that wouldn't stop for 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said inside herself, If I can just touch his garment, I'll be well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, he saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. He said to them, Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him scornfully. But when the people were put out, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. When the news of this went around into all that land, and when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, calling out and saying, You son of David, have mercy on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, Have what you're believing for. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly commanded them, saying, Make sure that no man knows it. But they, when they had departed, spread around his fame in all that country. And as they went out, they brought to him a man who couldn't speak, possessed by a devil. And when the devil had been cast out, the man spoke. And the multitudes were amazed, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went around all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered away like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of harvest that he will send laborers into his harvest."